An incident Iranian officials said happened over the country's territory, but U.S. officials say it took place in international airspace. Reuters' Mia Womersley reports.
The incident's raising fears that a major military confrontation could erupt between Tehran and Washington. The Guard's website said the, quote, spy drone was brought down over the province of Hormuzgan on the Gulf. A U.S. official disputed the Iranian version of events, saying a U.S. Navy MQ-4C Triton drone had come down in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier, a spokesman for the U.S. military's Central Command said no U.S. aircraft were flying over Iran on Wednesday. A senior Iranian official said on Wednesday Iran would strongly respond to any violation of its airspace.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is visiting Washington on Thursday to discuss trade with U.S. President Donald Trump, a day after the Mexican Senate ratified the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Mexico is the first country to approve the USMCA. That's the replacement for the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. The Canadian Parliament has not yet voted on it. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in North Korea for a visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two allies. The visit is likely to include talks about North Korea's negotiations about its nuclear program with the United States. Xi arrived Thursday for the two-day trip, the first by a Chinese leader to North Korea in 14 years. Dutch-led international investigators have identified the people suspected of shooting down a Malaysian jet over Ukraine in 2014, killing 298 people. We have more on this story on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The contest to become Britain's next prime minister is down to its final three candidates.
Michael Gove,